This Saturday, March 14th, we are having our UPAS Winter Games fundraiser. And what this is all about, it's the second year we're doing it. We're changing it up a little bit this year. We're going to try and incorporate cross-country skiing. Weather permitted, we're running into some warm weather, which is bittersweet, but weather permitting, we're going to try and incorporate that this year also. And then we're also including our canine friends this year for the snowshoe portion. So everyone's really excited about that right now. So the snowshoe portion is going to be a 5K and a 2K, and the ski will be a 10K and a 5K. So the event starts at 8 a.m. Registration starts at 8 a.m. The ski race starts at 9. Snowshoe registration starts at 10. Snowshoe race starts at 11.
And it's all, where is the registration area again?
So register online at firstgiving.com and search for the UPAS Winter Games. And then the actual event is going to be held at the New Caymanon Trail, the Forestville Trailhead.
I see. Excellent. Excellent. And Kim, you're a co-chair for the event as well. And there's a lot of people that are supporting this. Tell us about who's involved.
There's a lot of area businesses. We have the Sports Rack, and they donated some snowshoes. And those are actually going to be our top pledge. They will win the snowshoes. And they also donated some winter wear. And we have gift certificates from Casualties, Poets Pet Parlor, Lakeshore Bike, Road ID, Johnson's Shoes, Young's Brake and Alignment, along with assorted t-shirts and hats from Girlfriend Beverage. So the community's been very, very good supporting us in this event.
This is an event I think that a lot of people look forward to.
Yeah, it's a really fun event. What we love about it is everybody loves the Strut Your Mud event that we have in the fall. And what's great about this one is we kind of are bringing out that activity in the winter time, and everyone's kind of stir crazy being inside all winter. So we're super excited. What's also neat this year is we're incorporating raising pledges, so people can go on that firstgiving.com and create a team and start raising pledges to, you know, and all benefits go to UPAS, directly affect the animals' welfare up at the shelter. So
ladies, there's one thing I think we should mention too. Some folks, I think, don't realize that you guys are all self-contained as far as fundraising. You get no funds from any national organization, any government organization, or anything like that. In order to make your organization go, the community has to support it.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep, it's true. We're really, really thankful because we have a strong community back here. You know, we're really supported by our community, and we have a strong fundraising team that works really hard to make this happen. And we're really lucky. You know, we take it very seriously. We take the community funds very seriously and where they're going. And we're really, really thankful.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Stephanie Baker and Kim Young, who are co-chairs for the upcoming events. Stretch Your Mutt, so to speak. Say it again.
This is the UPAS Winter Games.
That's right.
Similar to Strut Your Mutt.
Similar to Strut Your Mutt, but the UPAS Winter Games and the Meow March.
Yes. Yeah, so we also have our Meow March going on, which is good for our kitty lovers. So what it is, it's a virtual Meow March. People create these teams also on firstgiving.com and search for the UPAS Meow March. So what they do is it's a dollar raised per mile that these people travel online. So you create a fun little team and, you know, send your cat over to Hawaii or something for the winter.
But it's all done on computer. The cat doesn't really go to Hawaii.
No.
We're talking to Stephanie Baker and Kim Young from UPAS, Upper Peninsula Animal Welfare Shelter. I've been doing that all morning. Anyway,
one of those days.
Yeah. It's going to have to happen, I guess. You're here to talk about some really cool events. One of them is the UPAS Winter Games.
Yes. So we have the UPAS Winter Games this Saturday, March 14th. In the morning. It's an awesome event. It's the second year we're doing it. We're changing it up a little bit. We're incorporating classic cross-country skiing, long as weather permits, and snowshoeing with our dogs. So that's awesome. Everyone's really excited to be able to have an activity in the winter to bring their dogs to.
And Kim, you're talking about some of the people that are helping to support this. Tell us a little more about who's involved.
We are. Some of our wonderful sponsors. We have the second year in a row, Econo Foods and Togo's donated. Econo Foods, granola bars and water. Togo's is providing lunch after our snowshoe event. And we also have the Huron Bread Company giving us a discount on bagels for the morning. And we have a photograph by Carolyn St. Cyr, and Ben Franklin has, they have kind of agreed to frame both of them. So they're kind of working in conjunction together. So yeah, it's been wonderful going in the community. Our businesses are so great to UPAWS, and we so appreciate it. You know, UPAWS is a no-kill shelter.
Right.
So it takes a lot of funding to take care of all of those animals.
Mike Plord in the studio, and I'm talking to Stephanie Baker and Kim Young from UPAWS. And Kim, how can people find out more, and how can people donate online? Or Stephanie, go ahead, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. So what you can do if you visit firstgiving.com, we also have all this on our website, and we have a Facebook event page. But you can go on firstgiving.com, search for the UPAWS Winter Games, and from there you should be able to register and create your pledge-raising teams and stuff like that. So you can register online through Friday at 5 p.m., and then after that you can register at the door as well.
So it's all this weekend. It's Saturday, and it's an opportunity to get out and help take care of the animals and have some fun with the animals.
And a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be a great time. Yeah.
Say goodbye to winter and hello, spring.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.